Milwaukee counselor. You may purchase her book, How to Treat and Shuffle Your Feet, by sending $9 to her P.O. Box. She also has gift certificates available for readings. You may contact her at P.O. Box 1253, San Mateo, California, 94401, or by calling 340-0374. She's available every Tuesday afternoon for readings at 791 Hayes Street. You may phone her at 552-5834 or 340-0374.
Welcome to Light of Your Life. I am Dr. Eileen Grace Morgan, and the purpose of this show is to inform by means of interviews that there are many paths to personal transformation and enlightenment. I'm only providing access to these resources. It is up to you to be responsible and to decide what interests you and to follow through with it. And my guest today is one of the country's leading tax and financial advisors. He's a CPA, a doctorate of law, a university instructor, a sought-after speaker, seminar leader, and he has degrees from USC, UCLA, and he's a member of National Speakers Association, and so am I. And welcome to the Light of Your Life, Dr. M.
Happy New Year to you.
KEST 1450 San Francisco, your life, health, and happiness station.
Welcome to Light Up Your Life.
I am Dr. Eileen Tish Morgan, and the purpose of this show is to inform by means of interviews that there are many paths to personal transformation and enlightenment. I'm only providing access to these resources. It is up to you to be responsible and to decide what interests you and to follow through with it. He has the School of Astrophysics, the Church of Revelation right in Los Gatos, and I'm very fortunate to have him as my teacher. So welcome to Light Up Your Life, Pat.
Well, I can say aloha because I just got back from Hawaii.
Aloha.
Aloha to all the people of the Bay Area.
Reverend Roy Heskis, better known as Pat, and I know that many people in this area know you and have heard of you. And as I'm out there talking to people and publicizing it, many people now are saying they've heard of you. Now, what is your main purpose?
Well, my main purpose is research and education for two purposes. One is human heritage, and the other is spiritual heritage. The human heritage that each individual has the access to all of humanity, and there should be no authority over the individual. They should have their free will. That's
so
what we were giving in the beginning.
Self-mastery,
free will expression. And the second is our spiritual heritage. There's a lot of friction in the world between the religious structures, and they're like brothers and sisters fighting in a big family, the family of God. And this type of demonstration is not giving the world the picture of the unity of one God, because there is only one. And so those are the two purposes, the one humanity, one God.
And that's why I like what you teach.
One eternal existence.
Right.
Yes.
And this is a new thought. Well, I won't say it's a new thought station, but there are many new thought ministers on this station, and I know they all say the same thing I say. So it must be true. If we're all saying it, we're not all saying it, but the ones that have discovered it are saying it. Now, you just shared with me before we came in that you just returned from Honolulu, and tell me what you noticed.
Well, I'm a trained clairvoyant, and I'm a trained clairvoyant in the point of reading the outer aura, the inner aura, the causal body of light of an individual, but I'm also trained in reading the principalities, and the powers of a city or a state or a country. And I just came back last evening to the Bay Area into the Oakland Airport, and then that was late last evening. And then this morning, as I was coming, I said, well, I'll look and see what this principality is doing since I've last been here. And I was holding the attention on Hawaii, because Hawaii is so calm and healing and a blessing place for me to go. For I have a center there where we first started this work. And being with the students there again, and this last weekend teaching healing again, was very strong attunement to the powers in Hawaii. So as I came back, I had this kind of an eye looking, a relaxed, open awareness. The first thing I noticed that there was a lot of pushing and shoving and consciousness, aggressiveness here. And there's not an openness. The people are not open. When I was walking over to the studio today, I passed five people, and I on purpose said, hello, how are you today? And I got no response from any one of them. In a verbal response, I got negative looks from a couple of the people and blank stares from a couple. And I noticed there was a lot of fear, and there's a lot of anger in this area. And there's a breaking down of the male and female polarity. There's not a balance between the feminine and the masculine energies here. And I noticed that right off coming back from Hawaii.
Well, what's your solution to that? I understand you're giving a workshop, an all-day workshop. Do you call it a workshop?
Well, I call it a, you can call it a workshop, a lecture, a seminar. There's all these terms, but none of them really fit what we do.
Well, you're giving one Saturday in Los Gatos. Mm-hmm. And from 10 to 5, and it's only $77, and I have taken many of Kat's classes, and I would highly recommend this. Now, are you going to, what are you going to get into Saturday? What are you going to teach people?
Well, I feel it's very appropriate to bring the healing teachings here and into the consciousness, from self-healing to help healing loved ones and those that are our friends, to healing the strangers, to healing our nation, to healing the world.
You mean we must be responsible for all this?
If you're walking the self path, the mastery path, then it is up to the individual. There are two paths. One is called the chela's path, or the follower's path, and they must follow some master and do everything this master says. But then it is their will to do that. They give their free will up to the will of someone else. And that's to be trained. But then there comes a point where we're to go out and be self-masters. We're to be the master, to do what the master has taught us to do, not to be servants or subservient or in awe of someone else. These are teachers. And once these great fields of cosmic energy and spiritual consciousness and mystical fields and healing fields and God-conscious states are open to the individuals, they fall into awe of them rather than realize that they are equal with these states of consciousness. Christ didn't think it being robbery to be equal with God, and I feel the same way as that, and I feel that has been the master consciousness, whether it was demonstrated through Christ or any of the other great beings that have mastered upon this planet.
So Saturday you're going to touch on that, and you're going to mainly talk about healing and auras and touch of light and laying on of hands, and
it's called the opening of the rainbow eye.
Opening of the rainbow eye.
And we have a multiple vision. We have an ability to look. We get so caught up in this tunnel vision of the physical that we do not see that we have a power of perception that is seeing. The direct seeing comes from perception, and the eyes are only part of the seeing mechanism. If you put your hands over your eyes or close your eyes and you cut out all the outer light, you'll notice that there's light inside. And if your audience will do that right now, I want to show them something. Just try that. Just put your hands over your eyes, cover your eyes very tightly where there's no light coming in from the outside, but notice there's light in there. And as you're looking at that light, I want to bring this to your attention. You have your eyes covered, and there is no outer light. So what eye is seeing, and what is seeing? Who is that one seeing? Those are the two points to concentrate on.
And so by taking the class Saturday, they would also open up, up to their own psychic ability.
To their inner consciousness.
To their inner consciousness. So no matter what happens Saturday, and it will happen different for each person,
mm-hmm.
but they will go out of there different than when they walked in.
We're going to talk about the principles of healing, like energy follows thought, and a like attracts a like, and the different powers for the different levels of consciousness, like this multiple eye I'm talking about. You can see physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, and universally with this power of opening your rainbow eye, so to speak. And I find that everyone has this power, but they don't pay attention to it. And as I go around, they're amazing that they find, oh, yeah, I've been doing those kind of things, but I never put it together.
In other words, they'll have some ahas. Now, maybe we should give the telephone number for reservations for that class.
Yes, the telephone number is area code 4556. 353-4556.
And that's on Summit Road in Los Gatos, right off of Highway 17. Easy to find. Also, there's the full moon meditation this Wednesday night.
Yes, there's a full moon healing circle. This is a way people can come out and just get acquainted with us. We'll be there in Los Gatos at the Summit.
And that's free.
That's free.
And it's a wonderful experience. If you want to check it out before you go Saturday, be sure to come to the full moon ceremony Wednesday night. That's 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. It's finished. And then there's a vegetarian potluck.
Yes.
And it's very, very powerful. If you're at a place in your life where you want something different and you want to do something about yourself, come to that. Or if you have a loved one that you're concerned about, you can pray for them that night too. And
right, we do a healing circle where
fabulous.
Many people are praying and sending healing light and energy, and so you get an awareness of group healing.
Oh, it's fabulous,
we heal through group.
Yes, and every time I go, and I've been going every month since
September.
And I always pray for my children and their families, and I can see things happening.
The changes, yes.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. There's a power like one and one make three. They don't make two. They make what they make individually and then what they make together. That's the third. And then if you have three people, that makes a power of nine,
each one of those make.
And so if you get a power of 50 people working, that's a number that is 14 three digits long.
Oh, wow.
It's a tremendous number.
And sometimes we have 50 to 60 people. And I don't know what's wrong with my throat today because there's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfect.
Yes.
I need some more water, I think. Do you have some water? Thank you.
In February, on the 11th of February, talking about soulmates and twin rays. I had given it this name. This is an awareness for individuals that are seeking to merge one with another, a couple. It's also for those that are counseling couples, and there's a 52% divorce rate in our country. I think we're sick. I think that the male and female polarity is breaking down all over the country. I don't see this. I thank God that Hawaii was not influenced by this kind of consciousness. Being out there in the middle of the ocean, it doesn't get a lot of the mainland fads and vibrations. But a lot of tourists come there, and they pretty well can find the Waikiki and the running around in the little hula trucks. And flying back and forth to the islands, and they're in a very busy place. You can see the difference between the tourist areas of the islands and where the people live. There's a great difference. And in the male and female polarities, there is levels to merge together, and we'll be talking about how you merge physically, emotionally, mentally, how you work with your understanding and your hearts together, and rituals to bring the two together.
I think
techniques.
It's I think that's very important. That's February 11th, and that's just before Valentine's Day, too, so that's a good time to have it. And I do counseling, and the majority of people come to me, they're worried about their relationships, and no one ever taught them how to have a relationship.
You know, we don't teach the inner consciousness in school. We teach how to do things outside.
Right.
It makes us good slaves, but it doesn't make us very good masters,
so
you know.
So it's really, really, and I know there used to be a lady come to San Jose once in a while to speak on that, and the auditorium would be packed. So
every time I speak
every time.
It.
So soulmates, twin rays, is very important, and that's also out there on Summit Road in Los Gatos. And the phone number again, Pat?
The phone number is area code 408-353-4556.
And
there's someone there to receive your call now.
Right now. And I just love that place. And I want to take a moment now for a commercial. One of my sponsors is Clothes by Deborah's, and they're in the Fiesta Garden Shopping Center, and that's at Bermuda and Grant. That's near the Dunphy Hotel. It's in San Mateo. And their phone number, 574-1344. 574-1344. And they have the finest quality Skinner Ultra Suede clothes for men and women. Men's sizes are 35 to 50, short and extra long. Women's are 4 to 20. Custom-made clothes are absolutely beautiful, and you feel so elegant in Ultra Suede. And Sally Stocklitz lists this Clothes by Deborah in her book because it is a discount store. And the other place in the Fiesta Gardens that I talk about is Catherine's, and that's nails, sculpture nails, pedicures, manicures, massage, saunas, facials, starting hairstyling and jacuzzi, and that is starting to be a holistic center. And I'm there every Thursday afternoon doing research, and that number is 572-9292. So they're both in the Fiesta Garden Shopping Center near Bermuda Drive. If you take 101, take 92 to Half Moon Bay and get off at Delaware, and you will find it. And Catherine's phone number is 572-9292. I will give these phone numbers. If I remember, I'll give these phone numbers at the end of the show. And now I am Tish Morgan talking to Tat, Reverend Roy Hesketh from the who teaches astrophysics, the Church of Revelation. And we're talking about healing and people being responsible. And Tat also does private readings by appointment. And when are you available for that?
Well, I won't be available till in February, and I'll be leaving again on the 15th of February, and I'll be going to Bermuda and be there for 45 days. I just came from 45 days in Hawaii. But we're opening a center there, and one of the subjects that they asked for, first of all, and this is a British holding, they asked for the soulmate and twin ray class. They said that it is so important because the ministers that we trained in Hawaii that has gone there and has looked for the need in their area. They find a great need for this, and there's a lot of phonies out there. There's a lot of people playing games, putting their own personal opinions on things, where it must come between the two individuals. That's where the energy lies, not with an outside source. We go to someone to get instructions, to get advice, but it comes down to self-mastery. We must take responsibility for what we put into action, because that's what's coming back. That is.
Well, in other words, you're saying it's a reflection of who we are.
Right. And
whoever's in our life.
You're having trouble with your mate. You're having trouble with yourself.
Absolutely.
It comes right down to your own self.
Now, are you ready to take some phone calls?
Certainly. Any questions that anybody would like to ask?
It's 864-TALK. 864-TALK. Tad is now ready to take questions. And I know there's more than one point of view on soulmates. And the other night when we had it in class, I asked Sila to make it very, very clear. And she said it should always be a male and a female. We want to talk a little bit about that, because
the male and female polarity, right. Well, in the manifestation of creation, we have to go to the very beginning where there was only one. And that's the ultimate reality. There is only one in whom we all live and move and have our being. And all the religions and the philosophies and all that have a name for that one. So I'm not going to go into the name. I can say it's the nameless one or that one or thatness or the ultimate reality or God. Or they have so many names. from this one came two. And we've been so caught up on the three, the Trinity, that we forgot the two. There's, he said, let there be light, and there was light and darkness. There was this duality. Now the duality is set the pattern for creation, and if you look through all creation, this duality has to be balanced, male and female. And if it, that means assertive and passive, that means up and down, back and forth, in order for it to work. If there's only one, then there's no free will. But in duality, there is free will. That's where the free will came in. And if we didn't have duality, we would have no free will. We'd just have that one. So to keep the balance of the main structure of creation and return back to this oneness where we actually transcend the male and female polarities, return back to the consciousness of our eternal whole being, because we are male and female within ourselves. And if we don't have that balance, then it's going to throw our relationships and everything else in our life off, our careers, our understandings. And so it's a male and female polarity balance that we're talking about, a darkness and a light, a part that is passive and then a part that has action. The light has the action, but the black had the passive. And so they try to put negative on black. And that is not the truth, you see. That is one of the lies that has been going out. I think we have a call.
No, that's not right number. 864 TLK. They have to come in over here.
Okay.
I know we have many listeners, and Kova, who has a show on Mondays at 1 p.m., announced that you were going to be on. And as I said, I saw a lot of people over the weekend, and so I know we have a lot of listeners, and sometimes they're afraid to call in. Now, if you say you're going to give a psychic reading, guess what? Don't call right in.
Yes, yes.
864-TALK.
Well, it's not to ask, what we want them to call is not necessarily to ask personal questions. They may ask questions about the healing or about soulmates and twin rays or what they are. They may not be clear to clarify.
One question I wondered about is, what do you have, an alignment? You do an alignment of the chakra? You realign chakras?
Yeah, well, the word chakra means a glowing disc of light, and I think we have one over here. Yeah.
K-E-S-T.
Hi, my name is JJ, and I'd like to ask that, how does one know that when they use a
okay, it comes to a very simple answer. You have ease and dis-ease. If you're not at ease, then you're diseased. And that can be physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, or universally. And so when you're dis-ease, then you need to become back at ease. And that's simply what an aura alignment does. It realigns the energies that are moving through your body, over your nervous system.
And are you teaching this Saturday?
We're going to be teaching that aura alignment to people, and that's good for people who are in therapeutic work and in massage and doing laying on of hands or holistic healing work. All of those people find a great deal of material and substance for application in what we give in the class. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Well, what we simply do is, she asked the question that we were going to ask.
Yes.
The alignment of energies in the body, that can be done by the individual. Self-healing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Now,
that's the only kind of healing there is.
Well, true, but but somebody else can do it for you, the alignment of the auras, or you can also learn how
to... Right, they can bring you back to the awareness of where it's at.
Then you...
But you must hold it. You must, again, have the responsibility not to create the thoughts and the feelings and the actions that brought you to the disease.
What about...
Eliminating the cause.
All right. What about daily meditation, daily chanting, things like that? I know you believe in that.
Yes. Well, we do those things to keep our aura clean, to keep our energies that are about us and our nervous system clean, and also to practice a discipline of self-mastery and self-discipline. Rather than, if we don't discipline ourselves, someone else will discipline us. If we don't control our minds, our minds will control us. If we don't control our emotions, our emotions will control us. So what we're looking for is the self-mastery. How do I bring that healing in physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually? And how can I share that with others? Mm-hmm. How can I share that with my nation?
If I don't work on myself and teach myself and so forth, then I have nothing to share.
Right.
So I first need to come and learn what I need to do for me.
Well, a lot of people just don't know how to put it into words.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the words take it out of the abstract level of laying on of hands and sending with the mind, because that's what it comes down to. See, self-healing means that you realize that you're a divine being, that you're an aspect of God that you're experiencing here, and you come back to that awareness of your eternal existence. That's the perfect healing. And that you have eternal happiness or eternal joy is available to you again instead of eternal suffering. And so the alignment takes and brings us to an awareness to understand that and how to do it. And so we use the color therapy. We use a laying on of hands. I've been trained since age 5. I was teaching slaying in spirit in Hawaii by the laying on of hands and had them dropping in the room, and I've learned both Eastern and Western type of healing techniques.
You know what I said to someone? Someone told me the other day that they had met you, and I said that I have studied for years and years with many people in many places, and if there is any teacher better than you are, I don't know where they are.
Well,
this is my personal testimonial.
I attuned to the universal spiritual mind and
I have checked out a lot of people, and I'm sold on you, Dan. KEST?
Yes. Is this the radio station?
Yes,
it is.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I just had a question. You were talking about husbands and wives and, you know, problems with relationships.
Yes.
And just to give you a little idea of my background, I've studied metaphysics for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I haven't yet been able to get my husband to study much or work on it, and I found myself in a space where we are not, you know, in communication and just in general.
That's quite common.
I feel like I don't feel I'm in love with him anymore.
Yes.
I've had a psychic tell me that that's true.
Okay, let me answer your question here. As I'm feeling you and seeing you clairvoyantly, I notice that due to this feeling that you have between you and your husband, there's a great emotional hurt in you, and it's due to certain dominations of the husband. We must understand that males in the United States are taught aggressiveness and domination over the female. And it is until these last few years, actually, that the women have been coming more into balance. Well, that means they're getting more aggressive. They're getting more of their assertive wave. So they're out studying, and they're wanting to know. Now, it used to be forbidden for women to know a lot of the metaphysical understandings, and it was never passed on. And a lot of the teachers I studied with wouldn't pass it on to women. But I was taught by women, so I come from that area, and I've seen both sides of it. So I see that what is happening is marriage is this. Two individuals have to get off their position and meet in another position. They have to get off of where they're at and meet in another point of view. And they have to have this ability to become at one, physically at one, emotionally at one, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, and most of all, spiritually. And that seems to be the hurt in your emotions here, is the spiritual field. You're not coming together there. So it affects every other field.
And I'd recommend you come to the class on February 11th.
Well, it's just that I get the feeling that
you
just does not
want to
do that.
You can only work on you, and we're running out of time, and we have another phone call, so thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I am going to be at a psychic fair at 791 Haight Street this weekend. I'm also going to be there this afternoon, and I want to be sure and plug that. January 21, 22 on Haight Street, 791 Haight Street, starting at noon. We'll take one more phone call.
Yes.
Hello, KEST.
Hello. The question I'd like to know is, how would one know if they found their soulmate?
A soulmate means that you have found someone that you are compatible with on all of your levels of consciousness. It means that physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, spiritually, you feel comfortable with each other, even though you may have different thoughts, different feelings, different actions, different knowledge that has brought you to the point of consciousness that you're at now. But it's a feeling of being at one. That's what a soulmate is, that feeling of oneness, where two hearts are beating as one, two breaths are breathing as one. This is an identity of a caring and a sharing, one with another. So that's what a soulmate is. Twin rays are meaning you have just several of those bodies in action with one another.
The engineer is cutting us off. Thank you for calling. Next week, Dr. Emmett Miller. Catherine's number, 57292, and Deborah's number, 574-1344. Thanks for being on, Tat. I'm sorry we don't have an hour or two more.
I'm used to doing an hour
and
two show.
Please, please, take Tat's class. You are worth it. Invest in yourself.
Blessings.
We trust you have been enlightened today. Please tune in again next week at the same time when I will have another interesting and informative guest on this show. This is Dr. Tish Morgan, and we are here every week at this time to light up your life.
Dr. Morgan is available for lectures, workshops, and psychics readings by calling 415-652-4401, extension 636, Wright Post Office Box 1253, San Mateo 94401. She's available this afternoon only for readings by calling 415-552-5834. And her home phone is 415-340-4401.